Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Spider's Clue by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Amy Lilly.
Chapter 1. Sam, the Window Man.
"Don't forget about the ladder,"
said Benny Alden.
"You didn't forget it, did you, Violet?"
Violet, who was 10, smiled at her 6-year-old brother.
"No, I didn't, Benny,"
she said. She looked down at her drawing of a man on a bike. There was a ladder lashed to the top of the bike, and there were pails hanging over the handlebars.
"How could I forget Sam's ladder?"
"You're doing a great job, Violet,"
said 12-year-old Jesse.
"That looks just like Sam Snow, with his silver hair and droopy mustache."
"And that's exactly the way Sam's bike looks, too,"
Henry pointed out.
"Violet even remembered Sam's old rags tied to the ladder."
At 14, Henry was the oldest of the Aldens.
"You really are a wonderful artist, Violet," Jesse said with pride.
Violet smiled gratefully at her older sister.
"I think I am getting better,"
she said in her soft voice,
"but I still have a lot to learn."
Violet enjoyed drawing, and she was good at it, too. It was a sunny afternoon, and the four Aldens, Henry, Jesse, Violet, and Benny, were sitting under a shady tree on the back lawn. They were making a special get-well card for their friend, Sam the Window Man. Violet was drawing a picture to go on the front. The other Aldens were making up a poem to go inside. The Alden's dog, Watch, was dozing in the sun nearby. Benny took a close look at Violet's picture.
"Purple?"
His eyebrows suddenly shot up.
"Does Sam use..."